Yo ho ho, hoist the mainsails and fetch me the horizon. Bonnie and Reed is a new Australian musical based on the real female pirates of the 1700s. It's a story about a cutthroat female pirate, Captain Anne Bonnie, who sails alongside Calico Jack. They capture Mary Reed on their ship, but however, the captured Reed turns into a captivated Reed, and they all end up working together. Bonnie and Reed, a new musical, explores love, identity, and finding your place in a world you never thought possible. It's hitting the Qtopia loading dock stage in King's Cross tomorrow on until the 8th of November. Writer and producer Emily Whiting joins us now on 2SER Breakfast. Morning, Emily. How are you?
Morning. I'm good, thanks.
Thank you so much for joining us here today. You love pirates, don't you?
I do.
How did you first fall in love with pirates?
It probably began, honestly, with Pirates of the Caribbean. Like, love those movies. But my fascination with these pirates came when I discovered just a video on Instagram about them. And it was an excerpt from a podcast. And I just dove straight into the podcast and then all other podcast episodes about them and all other information about these pirates. Like, I'm obsessed.
So this is based on a true story?
Yeah, these were real women who sailed the seven seas in the 1700s. Like, I feel like everyone knows about Captain Avery, Drake, and Vane, but no one knows about, like, Mary Read and Anne Bonny, who are, like, far more fascinating, in my opinion.
I think your opinion might be correct in that one. Why don't we know as much about these pirates?
I think there's very limited historical record of them.
Yeah.
So I had to go diving into, like, the Jamaican archives in the Library of Jamaica online and just really dive deep into the historical records to find stuff about them. But they were definitely real, definitely existed, and were, yeah, killer pirates.
So this is, they're probably killer in many respects.
Yeah.
So that's sort of one of the main inspirations for you to write this production, not just your love of pirates, but also to get the word out there about sort of it wasn't just male pirates there on the seven seas.
Yeah, of course. I feel like women throughout history have been silenced a bit, so I really want to raise up their voices and give them a platform and let people know how cool they are.
And you are raising up their voices as part of this production. You've got 16 original songs happening?
Yep. Yep, all original, written by myself, Aidan Smith, and Ben James.
That's awesome. So as a writer, it's sort of like, is it an easily transferable skill to be writing a play and then also writing music alongside with it? Or have you got to be in sort of two separate modes to do that effectively?
I think it's a bit different to a play, like finding the balance between the music storytelling and also the, like, verbal storytelling as well. Yeah, having the story through the songs is quite difficult in some parts to link through, but Aidan and I work very well together, so I'm very glad to have him as my writing partner.
You're very busy on this one, a writer, a producer, but you've also got an awesome cast, a cast of 9 emerging Sydney-based talents on the stage.
Yep, they are wonderful.
Yeah, let's shout them out. Tell us about them.
Yes, so we have Gabby, Tori, Ben, Jack, Percy, Alex, Elliot, and Helen.
Jack and Percy sound like pretty pirate-like names.
Yep, they are very, very piratey, very fitting to their characters.
Are they extolling the virtues of the pirate life and other aspects of their life outside of when they're on stage?
I'm sure they are.
You probably don't want to dob them in too much. Now, this story's been developed with the dramaturgical support through the Hayes Creative Development Program. In your opinion, sort of being a big part of this production, writing, producing, how does this kind of help assist in getting these works to the stage?
Yeah, so the Hayes have been very supportive. We received dramaturgical support, which helped us with the storytelling and the building of the story. We also began this project at Shotfront with their Shotfront Arts Lab program, and they are an amazing program and other reason that we have been able to write this story as well. So very thankful for the support that we've gotten on this project.
And great work from Qtopia Sydney as well.
Started
in February 2024, opened its doors to share the joy of queer community in Australia with exhibitions, performances, and programs. Must be great working with them.
Yes, they are wonderful, a great space, and very cool to have a museum beside a theatre, so there's lots to look at when you come see the show.
Yes, this is going to be an absolutely fantastic show. I'm very much looking forward to this one. What's next for you once you wrap up on this? Is it going to be more pirate stuff?
Yeah, I'm always looking for more pirate opportunities. I think I'll go on a little cruise in the harbour. There are some pirate ships in the harbour, so yeah, soak it all in.
Beautiful stuff. Bonnie and Reed, a new musical happening at Qtopia Sydney at the Loading Dock Theatre. Starting tomorrow?
Yep.
Wednesday, October 29th, and running until, what was it?
The 8th of November.
8th of November. Gee, I'm glad someone around here knows what's doing. Writer, producer, Emily Whiting, thank you so much for joining us here this morning on 2SER Breakfast.
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, before I let you go, have we got any pirate? What's a good pirate way to say farewell to someone?
Ahoy is the greeting, but you could also say ahoy when you're casting off as well.
Oh, and we are indeed casting off. Thank you so much, Emily.